not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. A lot brought to you by a dash of Sir Coffington with a hint of caffeine is officially in the building. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Thank y'all for coming. Per usual, I greatly appreciate y'all time. I think we have a great episode in the works for y'all today. Once again, welcome to episode 8. Today, we're going to be trying a few things. Well, first of all, the topic of the day is going to be goals versus decision making. And we're also going to be trying another layout or format with Jigman and I. We got a lot of positive feedback from the episode Jigman and I previously did. So we wanted to try it again and just try a different, point of attack or even plan the schematics just to see what best works. So please comment on the Facebook, comment on the Podomatic app, wherever. Obviously the Facebook is easier with the fan page, but please let us know what you think about this new format and kind of, the dual episodes with Jigman and I. Per usual, we're always looking for feedback and inspiration and even thoughts. So we wanted to try this heading into the new year just to see what some of our loyal listeners thought about. A little bit more consistency from Jigman and I in terms of episodes and hearing his voice and a little camaraderie between the two of us. I also did want to address, this is the last week or show before the new year. So happy new year, everyone. Safe travels. Let's go into the new year, with almost a clean slate, quote unquote, new year, new me. But I'll leave that up to y'all after listening to this episode to determine that. And just finally, this is, also the last week to donate for the PayPal, if anyone's willing to still donate to the podcast. We're still getting some donations. It's greatly appreciated. Remember, the URL is the Mookie, M-O-O-K-I-E, Mel, M-E-L, show dot Podomatic, P-O-D-M-A-T-I-C as in Charlie, .com. So the Mookie Mel show dot Podomatic.com. All right, let's jump right into it. Goals and decision making. Goals are necessary steps when striving for success. Success is never an instant gratification, nor are goals. Anything done instantly, which is satisfying, is merely a task. Goals are worked for self-appointed forms of acknowledgement, which must be worked for. Upon making a goal, a decision must be made first to determine change or improvement is necessary. A common misconception is status quo. That is also considered making the decision. Although nothing has changed, the individual has made the decision to remain the same. There are two different types of goals, short-term and long-term goals. Each have very, very different forms of success and meaning in themselves. Success is a waiting game. Those who are consistent win. Let's jump right into S1 with sports. Being a former athlete, a former prep school, nationally recognized player to a collegiate Division I mid-major athlete, I want to speak on goals and I want to really emphasize how important short-term goals are to, your said craft or sport or whatever, athletic abilities you try to display, that goals are truly truly, truly what helps you and determines your success and the amount of success you will achieve. In sports, understanding making achievable yet challenging goals is everything. And here are five easy steps to help determine what a good short-term goal is in terms of sports and almost anything, honestly. But one, a goal must be made. Two, a plan of attack for the goal must be created. Three, execute the plan of attack. Four, track the change after following the plan. And five, make the necessary adjustments to the plan. So, you know, it did sound like it was as easy as five steps. But in reality, if you do follow those five steps, you know, make a plan, make a goal, follow the plan, execute the plan, and make the necessary steps, that is the goal in itself. Expanding and growing and developing in whatever said craft or skill or athletic ability you're trying to further create and, you know, mature that craft. I think five is the most important. Make the necessary adjustments. I think it's easy to do the same routine. You know, wake up every morning, say you run a mile every morning, but you're not challenging yourself or pushing yourself to go faster or to run at different speeds or anything. Once you do something enough, it's easy for your body to almost become complacent once it becomes routine. So making the necessary adjustments when it comes directly regarding sports is almost pertinent to your success. Another point I wanted to make in terms of short-term goals is understanding your weaknesses. You know, the easy part about sports is not the commitment it takes, but the statistics. Bear with me. Yes, the statistics is the challenging part. And obviously, you know, I'm saying the level of commitment's easy because once you commit to something, you're in it. The statistics, the proof is in the pudding. If you're not making shots, the numbers don't lie. If you're not, you know, meeting your time, the numbers don't lie. So I think that's why athletics is easier to determine a failure or a success story, because there's numbers directly correlating to, you know, the said craft or athletic being displayed. And, you know, you can't argue with numbers. Sometimes numbers won't show things, which necessarily do play factors in the ultimate result, but at the end of the day, the numbers are numbers. You know, it may not tell you if someone's sick or what's going on with them mentally or even in their personal life. But again, it will show and track their performance of said night. So athletes are naturally competitive. And this is just the nature of athletics. So understanding when you're looking at numbers and trying to analyze your weakness, don't take it personally. As I said, as a former athlete, I know it took some maturing for me to understand that my weaknesses don't make me a weak person, but it makes me a stronger individual in said craft because I'm willing to challenge those weaknesses to make them my strengths. That's enough for me in terms of short-term goals in sports. But Jigga Man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yes, JJ.
Hey.
Man, go and tell the people a little bit about some long-term goals and with the Scholars. S2. Scholars. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, everybody? I am very glad to be back. Miles, thank you for the awesome intro. I'm really liking this consistency thing. I hope you guys like it as well. We're definitely gaining chemistry every episode, and we have gotten a lot of good feedback. So, again, let us know what you think about this new format. But let me get into S2, long-term goals, all right? Let's discuss this thing, okay? So I look at long-term goals, you know, as really life-altering stuff, okay? It's a goal that will have long-term effects once achieved. It requires time and planning and effort, right? Opposed to a short-term goal that might take little effort and really could be achieved within a week. And to put it more simply, to put it in layman terms, a long-term goal takes a long time. And a short-term goal, obviously, could take a short time, but, you know, it all varies. So I'm going to say a long-term goal definitely takes longer than a year. Yeah, it takes longer than a year. It takes planning. It takes you really putting your mind into achieving that. Now, the reason why we matched Scholars, this S2, with long-term goals is really because of my current situation in terms of education. Now, I did describe it our last full episode with me and Miles. I did describe that, you know, I don't have a college degree and I tried it and didn't quite work out. My priorities weren't right. And for the new listener, I will make it a brief description. So I went to school with Miles at Rider University. I went there for about a year and a half. Again, I didn't have my priorities right, so I dropped out and joined the military, and that worked out, and, you know, I'm happy with the path I took up to this point. But I still don't have that college education. And it's something that definitely gets to me at times, but it's something I have. It is a long-term goal that I have set for myself. And I know that in order to achieve this long-term goal, it's going to take some time, and it's going to take me to really buckle down and sort of change my lifestyle. And so not having that college education, you know, really has affected me in a way that I'm so determined to get this college degree, because it is something that I really want and it's something that I know I can achieve. It's just, it's going to take time. So that's why we chose this topic with scholars. It really just, it resonates with me personally. And I want to turn this around to our listeners. If you are in a remotely similar situation to me, what are your goals? And have you maybe procrastinated on them? And I do also want to turn the conversation to that. Why do we procrastinate with long-term goals opposed to the short-term goals? Why is there a higher success rate with the short-term goals? And how do we change that? I think that's a conversation that definitely needs to be had. I think it's just because the long-term goals is over a longer term, obviously. And with the short-term goals, they're easier to attain. And so if we as humans can almost view long-term goals in a similar lens that we view short-term goals, it's easy to do, it's just going to take a longer time. I think that's something we should also talk about too. But that's enough for me in terms of long-term goals. I hope this sparks some good conversation. Let's move on to S3, social. We make decisions every second of every minute of every day. You listening to this podcast right now, that's a decision that you chose to make. And so our decisions ultimately correlate to our goals. Every decision you make should be related to your long-term goal or your short-term goal or your current goal. That should be, you know, producing. It should be part of you achieving that goal. Socially, who you hang out with, who you surround yourself with, that's all part of your goals in life. And, you know, consciously or subconsciously, that's just the case. How we spend our time every day is really important to the overall picture. And so, Miles, I want to ask you, what is time well spent to you, sir?
That's a good question, Jay. Time well spent, obviously, is different to everyone. But I do think there are a few guidelines, well, really, I just broke it down to two things. I think growth and expansion are really key points in time well spent. I think growth in the said crafts or, you know, vessels or avenues you're already invested in. And then expansion, you know, entering new fields or vessels or ideals or trying something new. But I do think maintaining isn't necessarily time well spent. If your commitment level isn't there, or if you're not all the way sold into said craft or activity you're doing, why are you doing it? And I guess this is kind of, you know, the devil's advocate of your question, Jay. My fear, or what I think time well spent isn't, is remaining the same, remaining status quo and not developing the necessary skills or being fully committed to something. I get, you know, a lot of times it's easy to go through the motions, but does that mean you're living, or does that mean you're truly doing whatever you're talking about? You know, if I say I'm going to walk my dog every day or train my dog, but I just, you know, have her sit down every day, obviously, she knows sit by now. So what's my commitment level to this? Just to waste my time and my dog's time to repetitively do something she knows? Why am I doing this? But that, I guess, is one of my biggest fears in terms of decision making and goals. And, you know, all of that correlates directly with time. So I guess I'll flip it back to you, Jay. What's your biggest fear?
Man, my biggest fear, I would say, is letting my social activities, letting my social life get in the way of my, you know, professional life, get in the way of my career path. You know, I often find myself, wanting to go out, wanting to hang out, wanting to go to the bar or whatever. And then I got work and, you know, I have to make those decisions every day. And sometimes I do feel like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'll just push it off to tomorrow. You know, and then I get in trouble with deadlines and stuff like that. So that's definitely my biggest fear. And it's pretty scary because, you know, I don't want my social life to dictate everything else. At the same time, I don't want my professional life to dictate my social life. You know, I don't want to be all in work, no friends. At the same time, I don't want to be all in social life and no work. And then, you know, obviously end up, you know, losing my job and messing up my career path. And my long-term goal of being a successful young man of color, I have to make, you know, these decisions every day. And that gets back to what we were talking about, you know, a couple seconds ago with the time well spent. So that definitely scares me, you know, how much I like to hang out. But Miles, what's something that still scares you?
My biggest fear, man, I hate scary movies. Any scary movie that might have been real, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, my God. No, but in all actuality, what scares me? I think failure, and bear with me, but not necessarily failure to not succeed, but failure or being afraid to try. Being afraid to not let myself succeed or fail, because ultimately my fear of failing was too large to let myself even attempt this new avenue. I think a prime example of that would be the podcast. Obviously, I've never done a podcast or many other things in telling, but, you know, Jigman and I wanted to do it. So, you know, that was and is and currently still is and moving forward a goal of mine. And I'm still very proud of myself and Jigman for putting ourselves out there to fail. And, you know, we have failed even with many said different factors or avenues concerning the podcast, but it's not a failure to us because we're considering it a learning curve. And that in itself is a success story. I think, you know, deciding not to be satisfied with mediocre efforts, as I said earlier, you know, if I'm going to expend my time into something or said craft, let's do it with excellence. Understanding that quantity is more important than quality. What? No. Quality is more important than quantity. And I think that can be scary in itself when you start to look at the numbers instead of the quality of certain things. Obviously, this is no longer sports, so numbers aren't everything at this point. I think quality is. I don't know. I mean, Jay, with the new year upon us, you know, have you decided to make any New Year's resolutions? New year, new Jigman, new, like, what's going on, man? What are you thinking in regards to some decisions heading into 2018? Whoa.
Well, man, I've definitely put some thought into this, but, you know, now that you got me on the spot, I guess this will be the first time that I'm actually, you know, speaking it. But I would say my New Year's resolution is just to live a healthier life, you know, to have a healthier Jay. And I think that just entails just, you know, doing less things that I know aren't the best for my health, i.e., you know, eating junk, you know, drinking alcohol. You know, I'm just going to try to do a whole lot less of, you know, all the stuff that I know isn't the best for me. And, you know, just try to be more wholesome, you know, just try to be more healthy and natural and organic and all that. And I hope with that, you know, I'll start to see improvements in other aspects of my life. So that's definitely my New Year's resolution, just to live a healthier life, period. What about you, brother? What do you think? What's your New Year's resolution?
Honestly, Jay, I got a lot of goals headed into 2018, man. I have a few I want to rattle off. I want to remain consistent in my efforts. Two, I want to raise my effort levels in which vessels I continue to strive in or enter. I had a conversation with you earlier, Jay. You know, I want to pick up the effort level with this podcast. I want to do some new things. I have some new challenges, some new ideals heading into 2017. So y'all stay tuned. Jigman and I are getting busy in the lab and we're cooking up some new things. So, you know, bear with us, but we're about to blow up. But no, very exciting. Please stay tuned, y'all. This is one of my goals heading into the new year. Obviously, some financial goals, and I want to mentally expand. I want to continue to challenge myself to learn and educate myself in topics which I am not interested. I want to continue to study and learn more law. I want to read more. And finally, this is a big one. I want to have a better understanding of what happiness is to me. You know, for some people, it's a certain dollar amount. For some people, it's a certain amount of time. For some people, it's doing certain activities. So I want to have a better understanding of what happiness is to me. Yeah, those are my 2018 goals. Wow, it's crazy. Where has the time gone? What? It's like, again, everyone, thank you for joining the Mookie Mel Show. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Per usual, We know this last episode before New Year's. So please, 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 safe travels. Safe travels. Please make good decisions. Don't let one night affect the rest of your life or year or someone else's. And also, again, this is the last chance to donate. Still have that anonymous donor willing to match up to $500 until the new year. So that's it for me, y'all. Jigaman.
Yo.
JJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jigaman, Jigaman, Jigaman. Hit the people with the facts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I always do. So, people, hope you enjoyed this episode. We definitely had that different format, and we're going to try to, you know, stick with that for more of these upcoming episodes. Again, you know, we do have a good chemistry, me and Miles, just because we've known each other forever. So, I'm going to reiterate some of what, Miles just said. People, be safe on New Year's Eve. Don't let that one night affect your whole life. But at the same time, you know me, so I'm going to tell you to have some fun. But make the smart decisions, especially, you know, with this episode, we want to harp on that is, you know, every decision you make, including the ones on New Year's Eve, should be, you know, thought of with the big picture as well. So that's about it. Again, with the PayPal, please donate. We appreciate everything. And happy 2018, y'all. Have a good week. Jay's out. Mookie Mel Show out.